How do you do? This is Boris Karloff speaking. As you know, I've played in a lot of movies about Frankenstein and other questionable characters, till I sometimes think people rather expect me to frighten them. But today, if you don't mind, I'd like to step out of the spine-chilling roles into my real self, tell you a story about real people. If you still think that leprosy or Hansen's disease leaves its victims greatly disfigured and dooms them to that condition, then you should have been with me in the rural clinic at Turanka in northern central Nigeria. There I saw literally hundreds of victims of leprosy, and they were all dancing, dancing away merrily. Today, let me take you to central Nigeria, an area in Africa where leprosy is very common. Before the United Nations Children's Fund sent medical personnel and drugs to Nigeria, leprosy was much worse than it is today. It was a disease full of terror with very little hope of recovery. But today, thanks to UNICEF and cell phone tablets, leprosy can lead to the dance of new life. Each week, the drums sound the start of the rural clinic at Turanka in northern Nigeria. For 7 miles around, the victims of leprosy all gather at the festival ground. Now, 7 miles is not an arbitrary figure. Any distance longer than that would make travel difficult. Some patients wouldn't be able to come every week. And in the treatment of leprosy, continuing treatment is important. The clinic is conducted with all the formality of a tribal festival. The chief is a young man called the Malam, the learned one, because he has had 2 years of high school, which is a great deal in Nigeria, and has received a special training course in the treatment of leprosy. But instead of feathers and tribal robes, he wears a clean white jacket and carries a register of names. The clinic itself is held in a simple thatched hut, open on one side. Like most tribal occasions, the meeting begins with drum. The men all gather under one large shade tree, and the women under another. Peddlers hawk their wares, yams and seeds and candy. Barbers do a flourishing trade with their long razors. And out in the center, in a wide circle, are the dancers. Men, women and children. Dancing for all the world as if they didn't have a care. Yet every one of them has leprosy. The music stops promptly at noon. The Malam raises his voice and starts calling the roll. Ladies come first, the mothers with babies, then children, then older girls, followed by older women. Each stops in front of the Malam. To each he gives a cell phone pill, or two, or three, or four, depending on the stage of the treatment. To some he says only one short word, discharge. The disease has been arrested. Leprosy is over. You'd expect happiness, and you'd see that sometimes. But sometimes you see a downcast face. Why? Well, I'll tell you after the men receive their treatment. The sun is hot. The day wears on. The men, boys first, receive their pills. And here again, some are given that magic word, discharge. Here and there, you see the same result, a sad face, perhaps even a tear. I'll tell you why. When you've been coming to one of these clinics every week for 3 years, you make new friends, and you look forward to the dancing and the merrymaking. But with the discharge papers, you are cured. For you, the party is over. In time, freedom from leprosy brings its own happiness. And what do you suppose it costs UNICEF to treat a case of leprosy? 0.5 cent a week, 2 cents a month. Stretch a point and say that a difficult case takes 4 years to cure with sulfone. The cost is but $1, a small price to pay for good health. This is but one of the jobs done by the United Nations Children's Fund, a job which sees the patients themselves dancing their way to health.